Let's talk a little bit about this alleged event that happened last night, or this alleged Catholic event that happened last night in New York City. New York City! Yep.
Get a rope.
Yeah, they actually should get a rope. Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about this event that occurred last night in New York City. This is, again, we find Timothy Cardinal Dolan being involved with, and now we just got finished talking about the cave. We might wish that Timothy Cardinal Dolan might want to retreat to the cave.
You know, I think maybe in our story, he's the bishop who comes out to try to coax us out of the cave. You know, looking at it, this, for crying out loud, I don't know if you saw this, page6.com, and it's on my Facebook page, under the caption, "What the Literal Hell." Page6.com did a story on this gala. Catholic-themed Met Gala includes bondage mask with crosses. Not just crosses, there are rosaries surrounding this thing, too. This was a not just a heresy fest. This was a giant batch of sacrilege. You had a whole bunch of women parading around in clerical garbs. One woman, and I'm not sure entirely who she is, she has on a bishop's mitre and a mock cope with a very, very short and revealing dress.
I saw that.
But you also had somebody at this thing who was wearing a rainbow flag. You had somebody wearing a dress that looked very much like a bishop's cassock with the red sash and the red trim. You know, I just flipped through these pictures. Yeah, there's somebody else with a cardinal's mock-up, a woman in a dress of a cardinal's mock-up.
Saw that.
You know, you've got Madonna showing up with a very really revealing cross-shaped hole in her dress, on the front of her dress. You had Katy Perry dressed as an angel. I think we can determine what kind of angel that was.
You mean one of the fallen variety?
Yes. you know, this thing was not only not Catholic, it was sacrilegious. Absolutely sacrilegious. Cardinal Dolan was a participant at this thing. Good grief. James Martin, no surprises there. But he said on Twitter, "The triumphant new exhibit, Heavenly Bodies, opening at the Met is a reflection, as Cardinal Dolan said at the press conference this morning, of the Catholic imagination, which seeks to image the good, the true, and the beautiful. Highly recommended, especially for Catholics." So here we have, as I mentioned earlier, a bishop trying to coax us out of the cave. There it is.
Literally, figuratively trying to coax you out of the cave.
Yep.
Now, this monstrosity that they're saying is artwork, this is a collection of bondage belts.
Yes.
Yes. These are wrapped around what appears to be a bust or a head or a mannequin head of some sort. And then interwoven in there, as Michael said, are rosaries. Did you look closely at that picture? Some of the rosaries are desecrated. They're broken.
Yep. Oh, I didn't even notice
that. Oh, look, the tri-beads are gone. Look on the right-hand side. The tri-bead is gone. There's no tri-bead. There's no crucifix on it. It's just beads hanging off. So, yeah, so you have these desecrated, these blasphemous images of the Most Holy Rosary. You have other blasphemous images. You have this woman who used to be a Catholic who now professes that she is a practicing witch showing up in a getup. I guess she's supposed to be Our Lady. And she's showing up with the image of the Sacred Heart. I'm sorry, not the Sacred Heart. The Immaculate Heart of Our Lady has been pierced, the Immaculate Heart of Sorrows has been pierced seven times by the swords.
Yep.
And this is in a this is shown as a golden kind of like a sculpture of sorts. All of this stuff is meant to mock. Now, here's my take. This is what I had talked about earlier when I introduced this. I said in 2018, you go to a university, most any university outside the top 30 on the Cardinal Newman list, and here's what you're going to find. You probably are going to get yourself in a bit of trouble if you go into certain classrooms and you use the following words. He, she, him, her. This can get you this can get you kicked out, expelled. That's happened. This can cause you to lose your tenure in a college. That's happened. This can cause you to be arrested and spend a night in jail. That's happened. This can cause you to be fined. That's happened. This can cause you bad publicity, if you will, that you may not be able to be employed in the university system or in any university in the United States that does these sorts of things. That has happened. So you can't say him, can't say her, can't say she, can't say he, especially when you're saying it to people that you know to be a him, her, she, him. So those words are verboten. These are simple, innocuous pronouns. So you could lose your livelihood by saying those words. But if you want to show up at the Metropolitan Magazine and use the word Catholic to blaspheme, scandalize, or do any other Hades-forsaken thing, and do it under the name Catholic, it is the last bastion of practice of legal bigotry that you can practice. And it's welcome with open arms, almost as though this is what we should expect when, quote, Catholics, close quote, get together at the Met. That's what makes this so, as I said earlier, I am not going to be Mark Levin outraged. Instead, I stopped, said a Hail Mary and a glory, and said, these people need prayers, folks. We ain't praying hard enough.